the rock, isn't he? Do you remember that that story that we read about in the scripture about Joshua and the battle against the Amalekites, and Moses there on the hillside, and he's surveying the situation, and every time Moses held his arms up with his rod in his hand, then the Israelites were winning. But of course Moses was the son of man, wasn't he? And his arms got tired, and his arms came down, and every time his arms came down, of course the Amalekites were winning. And on the hillside there with him was Hur and Aaron as well. And Aaron took one hand. Well, first thing they did was they got a rock and they put it under Moses, didn't they? They made sure he was on a firm foundation. And then Aaron took one arm and he held it up. And that's like Jesus Christ holding up our arm and standing there and saying, "You're on the rock, friend. You're on the rock. And I'm holding up your hand. I'm speaking to you, to my Father about you. I'm talking to my Father and telling him about you." And then, of course, we have Hur, the other one who holds up the other hand. Hur in Hebrew means inner light. So Hur is a picture, if you like, of the Holy Spirit. So you've got this image, haven't you, of Jesus and the Holy Spirit holding us up while we're on the rock. And this is how it is. No, we come to the rock, friends. We don't come to an experience. We don't come to a great preacher who can really cause people to become emotional. We don't come to an experience. We don't come to a church doctrine, do we, either? And we don't even come to this book that we call the Bible, important as it is. Friends, we come to the rock. I believe that God is looking for a people who can wait on him. I believe that God is looking for a people who will listen to what he has to say. There's so much noise in the world today that we don't hear Jesus. Ezekiel, you know, lay on his side for 15 months. Doesn't bear thinking about, does it? Lay on his side for 15 months, being still and knowing that he is God. And doesn't God say, "Be still and know that I am God"? You better be sure he's God, I tell you. You better be sure he's God when you do that and all the other odd things. Because friends, you know, everybody around you is making phone calls to the asylum by then, aren't they, to have you committed. You better be sure he's God. You better be sure he's God. You better know he's God when nobody listens to you. And they think you're a bit of a crank for believing. And I've got friends who think that I'm a crank for going out on Sundays and preaching the gospel. You better believe he's God when he tells you what he wants to his church. It may not be what you want, but it will be what he wants. You know, this book of Ezekiel, the very end of the book, the very last verse of that sentence of the book says, "And the name of the city shall be from that day on Jehovah Shammah." Do you know what Jehovah Shammah means? It means the Lord is there. The Lord is there. That's what it's all about, isn't it? And God's telling us now, don't put off until some future date. We have a tendency to do this, don't we? Put off things. Don't make the habitation of God just something that is in the heavenlies. God's saying, I want you to bring it down to your day. This is what he told Ezekiel. I want you to bring it down to your day. I want to visit you now. I want to redeem your world. I want you to be the kingdom of God on earth. What is it we pray when we pray the Lord's Prayer? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And God says to us, I'm sending you to a people that I made a covenant with, but who broke their covenant with me. God said to Ezekiel, you're going to go to them and they're going to be like scorpions and vipers. Well, that's not very encouraging, isn't it? A little bit scary that we're called to go out and go among scorpions and vipers. But, you know, we need to remember that the psalmist wrote this. He said, he makes a way in the presence of his enemies. He makes a way in the presence of his enemies. They tell me, you know, that those eastern shepherds lead their sheep. Over here we tend to drive our sheep, don't we? But over there, they leave their sheep. The shepherd goes ahead of his sheep, if you like. And the shepherd would walk along, and he'd constantly be looking and watching. And he'd be looking to see if there was a hole where a scorpion or a snake might be hiding. And if he saw a hole like that, he'd take a rock and he'd put it in that hole, and he'd put some dirt around it. And, you know, along would come that sheep, and that sheep would be grazing on the grass around that rock, and not realizing that the shepherd has placed something in that hole, something that rock that stops that serpent coming out, if you like. And it's something that could have killed her, but didn't. Now, God wants us to be a now kingdom. God says, I'm sending you to a blessed people, a covenant people that I've won. I want you to go to them and say to them, thus saith the Lord. And whether they turn a deaf ear to you, or whether they reject you, or whether they rebel against you even, that's not your responsibility. Don't worry about that. That's not your responsibility. Because in the last days, it won't be whether they got saved or not. In the last days, it will be whether we went to them and told them about this gospel, whether we were faithful in giving the message. So God says, stand up, and I will speak to you. I will give you the words of eternal life that are for the nations. You are going to be strong in me. You're going to have that constraining spirit that I spoke about to Ezekiel that will cause you to do what you wouldn't do in the natural. Go out and look like Jesus. Go out and act like Jesus. Go out and show that if any man is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. Son of man, stand on your feet, and I will speak to you. And the people said, Amen. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we just ask this morning that you would just lift us up and put us on our feet. Father, I pray that we might be encouraged by this man Ezekiel, that we might be responsive to your call on our lives, just as he was responsive to your call on his. Father, we pray that all that we say and do will bring glory to your name. We thank you that we are a covenant people, redeemed by the blood, not of an animal sacrifice, but by your Son, who paid the debt that we couldn't pay at Calvary's cross. Father, make us a people that will be prepared to stand up and declare this glorious gospel. Raise us to our feet, Lord, we pray, that we might see Jesus. In his name we ask it. Amen. Well, we're going to sing our last hymn, which naturally has to be something to do with standing up, doesn't it? So it's In Christ I Stand.